Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump is expected today to end the Obama administration program known as DACA, which protects people brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Governor Charlie Baker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and State Attorney General Maura Healey are among the local politicians urging the White House to keep the program. It's given an estimated 8,000 children and young adults in Massachusetts temporary legal residency. That includes Brandeis University sophomore Elias Rosenfeld, who joins us now to talk about the president's decision today. Good morning, Elias. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So let me ask you, what's running through your mind this morning as you wait to find out what the president's decision is?
Well, first off, a lot of fear and anxiety. Just thinking about what our future is. We've lived here for nearly, me, myself, 12 years, a lot others more. And we've worked so hard in those last 12 years. And just think about all my hard work and where that will go and what my future will be like if I am deported back to a country that I haven't been to in 12 years.
Your story is a little different from most of the so-called dreamers covered under the DACA program. As I understand it, you came to the country legally at the age of 6, but then a tragedy meant you and your sister were later supposed to leave. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I came when I was just 6 years old from Caracas, Venezuela, legally under an L-1 visa with my mother, who was trying to give us a better life fleeing the political circumstances in Venezuela. And we actually came here legally under a managerial visa. Unfortunately, though, my mom got diagnosed with kidney cancer when I was in fifth grade, and she passed away when I was in seventh grade. And because of her passing away, it actually voided her visa. And because her visa was sort of deleted, my application was also gone. So through her death, I became undocumented. And I found out I was undocumented 2 years after her death when I went to apply for a learner's permit and didn't have that information needed. So I eventually found out that I was undocumented, but not because we chose to come here in an illegal fashion, but because just simply my mother passed away and the system has no solution for children whose parents have passed away.
So my understanding is that you then registered with DACA. Is that correct?
Yeah. Luckily for me, 3 months after finding out I was undocumented, President Obama announced the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or the DACA program. So I was able to get a social security number, a work authorization card, and a driver's license, which assisted us a lot in areas that people didn't see issues, but things like driving, applying for jobs, applying for specific programs, applying for colleges, all required this information that before DACA we just simply didn't have.
Do you regret registering with DACA, since it now means that immigration authorities, if they want, certainly know how to find you?
Yeah, it's a very big fear because we're the only immigrant group now whose full information they have, and that information is very easy to use to track a person. I don't know if I would per se regret it just because the program was so successful and it allowed a lot of social fruition for ourselves. But there is definitely a very high level of fear and anxiety right now in the DACA communities because they have our addresses, our school information, our parents' information. They have anything that they need that could be used for someone to be tracked.
So how are you feeling this morning knowing that the president today is expected to decide to end the program, but delay it for 6 months and let Congress weigh in?
I'm very upset. The president announced in January that he would treat dreamers with heart. And we can see that also 76% of Trump supporters actually support Dreamers and the DACA program. So it has bipartisan approval. And most of Americans support the program. So I'm disappointed and upset that he's going to give in to the demands of 10 attorney generals as opposed to fighting the program, which is constitutional and is wide supported as they previously said. But I also think that it's good that this urgency will bring about, because it's at least going to give us that six-month window to try to pass a permanent fix to finally create a permanent solution for Dreamers that DACA didn't have. So while it's a very anxious and super scary situation for me right now that I find myself in, I'm going to choose to put all my energy and effort in these next 6 months to make sure we can get Congress to pass a permanent solution that will finally help Dreamers like myself.
You're a student at Brandeis University. You've been here for a dozen years. What is it that the president is not getting about you in this apparent decision to end the DACA program?
I think what the president is failing to understand is that Dreamers are essentially American in all aspects of our lives but paper. We're sort of called Generation 1.5 because we're still immigrants, but we've pretty much grown in America. So we're kind of a generation and a half, as they say. So I think that's what's missing is he needs to understand that we are culturally American, that we are ingrained in all fabrics of our lives. There are Dreamers that are serving in the military. Just 3 days ago, a DACA recipient died in Harvey trying to save hurricane victims. We are ingrained in all aspects of our society because we have grown up here. We didn't just come here a couple of years ago. We've essentially grown up here. We've been in kindergarten with his kids studying. We've been in middle school, in high school. Now we're in college. We're graduating. We're working in Fortune 500 companies, at top law firms, designing and innovating websites, apps, and all that stuff. So we're really ingrained in our society, and I don't think he understands the degree that we're involved in our communities and how deporting these essential individuals will create such negative repercussions in all our communities.
What do you think's ahead for you if you get deported and have to return to Venezuela?
That's a very scary question that I haven't really fully processed or thought of. I haven't been to Venezuela in 10 years. I don't even know what the country looks like, and it's not in the situation right now politically that I want to be in. So I'm trying to think of everything to not be in that situation, but it's obviously something that's constantly in the back of my head. And as a student who loves to plan, it's very hard to plan for your life with not exactly knowing where you can be 6 months from now.
Elias Rosenfeld, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Elias Rosenfeld is a sophomore at Brandeis University, living legally in this country because of the DACA protections under the DACA program, waiting to find out today whether they'll continue.